podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Because we want to get out the information about what Coach Wheeler's talking about with the Princeton offense and teachhoopsprinceton.com. He's going to do a three-day mastermind starting tomorrow, a couple hours a night. Great time to learn. Today he's going to talk about solving basketball and its number one problems. And then make sure you go over and check out our sponsors, Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged to get $350 off. And go over and check out teachhoops.com, the coaches you want to get better. And then if you're looking for something to do, you want to learn the Princeton offense, go over and check out Coach Wheeler is a master teacher. There's a reason I don't do this very often. He is one of the best. So go over and learn from him in the next couple of days. Teachhoopsprinceton.com. He'll take really good care of you. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, Coach, my name is John Wheeler. All right, today I want to talk about how to solve basketball's number one competitive problem. Now, the longer I've been in the online communities and Facebook groups and pages and YouTube and Twitter, I've been watching the questions that coaches have been asking of other coaches. And you're asking the same questions that I would do as a young coach going to clinics where there would be 15, 20 coaches all doing about a 45-minute presentation. And I'm looking for a nugget, a gold nugget here. I'm looking for a little tricks of the trade here. I'm looking for a set play. I'm looking for an out-of-bounds play. I'm looking for a defensive concept. How do you guard that ball screen? How do you implement that into your offense? Give me that skill work drill. Give me that ball handling drill. Give me that shooting drill. We're all looking for nuggets here and there. And those are good. The questions being asked online are very similar, if not the same. And all of those are good. All of those will help you improve as a coach. They will help improve your program. My issue comes with they are not helping us solve the number one problem that we face in the game, especially as coaches, as teams, as programs. And before I tell you what that problem is, I want to talk about the three different types of games that are on your schedule. Okay, there are three different types of opponents that are on your schedule. There's a group of opponents who you are clearly better than, more talented than. Okay, there is a second group that you are evenly matched with talent-wise. And then there's a third group that is clearly more talented than you. Okay, so now how do you compete with these three different teams? The teams that you are clearly better than, you should win those games. If you play to your level, if you do not play down to their level, those are games that you should compete and win. They should be in the bag. Okay, as long as we play to our level and not theirs. Okay, the middle group of teams who are evenly matched, those games typically come down to execution. Who makes free throws at the end? Who makes layups? Who takes charges, dives on the floor for loose balls, who doesn't give up easy layups, doesn't give up easy baskets, who gets hot at the end of the game, okay? Those are usually who wins those games, who can execute, who gets hot, who makes plays, who finishes. That is how you compete against those teams that are evenly matched. The big problem that we have is how do we compete with that third group? How do we compete with and how do we beat the teams who are clearly more talented than we are? Maybe they're more experienced, older teams, just more talented, more ability, bigger, faster, stronger. How do we compete with that team? How do we beat that team? Okay, that's the big problem we have. Because see, if we can compete with and beat the teams that are clearly better than us, that's going to give us a big edge on the group of teams who we're evenly matched with that we just have to execute better with, or just execute better than, okay? And if we can compete with teams who are better than us and beat teams who are clearly better than us, we should have no problem with the way that we focus and playing to our level and not down to the level of the opponents that we are clearly better than, okay? So how do we compete with those teams. That's the big problem. That's the mindset we have to take, and that's the problem that we have to solve. So how do we do that? How do we compete against those teams? So the first thing that we want to take a look at is the teams who are clearly better than us. If they're, say, for example, an up-tempo team, they want to get up and down the floor. Okay, we do not want to play to their strength. We can be an up-tempo team and run and gun, and we could beat the teams that we are supposed to beat. And we can also use that strategy to beat the teams that we just need to execute better than. Okay, but if we want to run and gun with a team who is more talented than us that also runs and guns, okay, we're not going to be able to compete and win that game. So we have to have a different style of play than the teams that are more talented than us than if we want to compete with those teams on a consistent basis. Okay, if we keep trying to play the way that they play and they have better players than us, advantage them. Okay, we want to be able to take that advantage away from them by forcing them to play the style that we need to play to compete to be able to compete in those games. Okay, and that is how we solve the number one, that is the number one problem we have, is how do we beat the teams that are better than us? And that's how we solve that problem, is by forcing them to play a style that better suits our strengths, better suits the players on our team and our program. So we are doing a free 3-day masterclass. It's on the Princeton offense. Now, whether or not you run the Princeton offense, all of the philosophies that the Princeton offense, it's an offense that's specifically designed to compete against teams who are better than Princeton teams, that are more talented than. So whether or not you plan on running the Princeton offense, there's going to be a lot in this training that you can get out of, and if that you can get out of it. And if you would like to watch that, go to teachhoopsprinceton.com. Sign up. Training is coming up. And if you are watching this video or listening to this podcast and the training has already passed, don't worry. Go sign up anyway to www.teachhoopsprinceton.com. We'll send you an email when the next event is coming up. And you can learn more about the Princeton offense and the philosophy behind it that helps them solve that problem. How do we compete with teams that are better than us? Okay, that's what the Princeton offense does. That's why we're doing the training on that offense. That's the one that I hold closely to my heart. But if you do not run it or don't plan on running it, but still want to learn some of the concepts, or if you're already running it and you need to take it to another level, go to teachhoopsprinceton.com, sign up for the masterclass, and I will see you guys on the training.
Sports Social Podcast Network.